Connor Fisher, 5'7 senior hitter. And then Kelsey Barr, 5'3 setter junior. Kelly Boschart, the 5'9 senior middle hitter. Madison DeVore, 5'5 junior outside hitter. Hope Lambrecht, middle hitter, 5'9 junior. And Caitlin Herman, the 5'3 sophomore, is the libero for Peg Heist and the Wood River Eagles. For Hardington CC, they'll go with Carlissa Naker, 5'11 junior. Emily Shrimp, 5'5 senior. Sierra Becker, 5'9 senior. Caitlin Dickus, the 5'10 senior. Alexis Steffen, 5'11 senior. Bailey Steffen, the 5'10 junior. Their liberos, 5'6 junior. Callie Lizey. Adam Kuntz is their head coach. They've made 7 state tournament appearances also. They were here last year, and they were the runner-ups in 2010. So here we go. As we look at Grand Island Northwest, we look at the court. We're kind of on the one end of it. Wood River will be right down below us in their purple and black. And across the way, Hardington CC in their red and white. We'll give you a rundown of what's going on here in Class C2, as this is the final matchup, and this will wrap up the Class C2 bracket, and we'll give you that rundown here as we continue on in this match. But we're about ready to start this volleyball match here between the Eagles and the Trojans. Looks like that the Trojans will be serving first. And again, they are the team away from us. And their libero, Callie Lizey, will be doing the serving. Here we go. State volleyball action, Class C2. Taken in the back line, passed right on over to Barr, and it's dinked over by Burkhart. Now the Trojans on the attack. Hit over, blocked at the net by Kelly Boschart, but it is blocked right back. And CC gets the first point. 1-0, Hardington Cedar Catholic on top here in set number one, game number one. Here's the serve. Taken over here the near side by Lambrecht. Hit right back over by Barr. Back over to Barr. Barr right there at the net, and she knocks it down right on the floor, and we're tied at one here in game number one. Serving below us will be Kelsey Barr, the 5'3 junior. Her serve, jump serve, taken in the back row. Passed over, and a nice hit down by Steffen. Now the Eagles on the attack. Blocked, though, as the hit by Burkhart was blocked by Bailey Steffen. She stuffed it, and it is 2-1. Cedar Catholic on top here in game number one. Cedar Catholic comes in with a record of 28-5. Their serve taken over the middle. They are the number 3 seeded team. Wood River number 6. There's a nice hit on the outside. And that will put the hit off Lizey's block, the libero, and went out. We're tied at 2 here in game number 1. Right below us serving is Burkhart. Here's the set by Shrimp. Shot put over, dug out by the Eagles, but it's going to be hit wide by Alexis Burkhart. She was falling backwards on the hit, hit it with her fist, and it went wide. It's 3-2, Cedar Catholic. Back to serve will be Morgan Steffen, the 5'9 senior now, checks in to serve. Serve taken in the back row by Burkhart. Set up, here's the shot, and it's blocked. The hit by Connor Fisher, blocked right in front again, this time by Alexis Steffen. 4-2, Cedar Catholic here in game one. Back to serve once again is Morgan Steffen. Floats one over, taken by Lambrecht. Set up high on the near side to Lure. She gets it over. Now set up by the Trojans. Shot put over, blocked by the Eagles at the net. Set up here on the near side, Boschart. Got it over, got it down on the floor. Nice job by Kelly. And it's 4-3, and the Eagles get the service back. Kelly Boschart will be back to serve, the 5'9 senior, middle hitter. Her serve's taken over on the near side by Naker. Set up high. Shot put over by Steffen. Back row pass. Set up. Nice hit across court by Lure. Back up, though, by the Trojans. They're blocked at the net by Lambrecht. Trojans dig it back out. Free ball it over. Lambrecht is there. They set it up for Lambrecht. She puts it down. Hope Lambrecht, the 5'9 junior, makes it 4-4. The Eagles come back and tie it up. Kelly Boschart back to serve, the 5'9 senior. Nice serve right over to the libero, Lizey. Set up, near side. Here's Naker. Naker, cross court, wide. And Wood River has a 5-4 lead in game number one. Wood River's played some tough teams this year. Their only losses, Kearney Catholic a couple times. North Platte St. Pat's seeded number one in this tournament. Here's a nice pass. Naker gets it over. It's dug out nicely on the floor by Burkhart. She sets it up far side. Shot by Lures off the top of the tape. Dug out. Trojans on the attack. They just bump it over. Burkhart's there. Set up again. Here's Lure on the near side. This time it's blocked by Stephan, Alexis Stephan. She blocked it. And we're tied at five. Back to serve now will be Alexis Stephan. She floats it over. Taken in the middle by Fisher. Pass, Lure, dinks it over. Dug out back row by the Trojans. And they'll pre-ball it over. Lure is right there. Setting up high on the near side for Fisher. She just sets it and pushes it over. And then a big hit over the middle by Dickus, but it's dug out by the Eagles. Volley, a good volley going on. Save back row by Boschart for the Eagles. Set up high. Here's Burkhart. Back row hit. Dug out for the Trojans. Here's a swing hit into the net by Caitlin Dickus. And it's 6-5 Wood River. And Caitlin Herman, their libero, is back to serve. 6-5 Wood River. Her serve is going to be taken by Lizey. Passes it over to Shrimp. Shot put over by Dickus. Now dug out. Nice job right over the middle by Kelsey Barr. And Barr makes it 7-5 Wood River. We're in game number one. Last game of Class C2. First day of action here at Grand Island. I said it's an ace serve by Caitlin Herman. And it's 8-5. Here come the Eagles. Up by three. And the serve again. Taken by Becker. Set up high. Shot put down by Dickus, dug out by the Eagles. They might save it, and no, they will not be able to save it. Nice effort, though, by Boschart. And it's 8-6. Service back over to Cedar Catholic as Bailey Stephan checks back in for the Trojans. Up front, back to serve is Emily Shrimp, the 5'5 senior. Officials and Coach Peg Heiss having a talk, and now it's back over to the serve by Shrimp. Here in the near corner, taken by Burkhart. Set up high by Barr. And a big hit by Hope Lambrecht, the 5'9 junior. Swung over here on the near side and powdered it down on the floor. It's 9-6, Eagles. Madison DeVore, the 5'5 junior, back to serve now for Wood River. Right over the middle, dug out by Becker. Set up right over and right in the middle of the Eagles defense. That's when they form a little campfire. They look around the circle and watch the ball falling right between them. 9-7. Naker back to serve, the 5'11 junior for Hardington CC. Serve taken here by Boschart. Set up, put over. Now the attack by the Trojans. Blocked in the net by Burkhart. Now set up again. This one's going to be by the far corner. They dig it out. Now it's tipped back over. The Eagles on the attack. Set up. Lambrecht puts it down, but it's dug out. And now back over by the Trojans. Wood River on the attack, set up. They're going to have somebody in the net. Burkhart hit it over, and it's Hardington CC in the net. 10-7, Wood River on top. And back to serve again is Hope Lambrecht, the 5'9 junior. Wood River on top, 10-7, game number one, best of five. Service overtaken by Lizey, and they dig it up and just barely get it over the net. Set up, and a cross-court hit by Kelly Boschart, the 5'9 senior. What a nice set by Kelsey Barr. She is a great setter for Wood River, and she's got their team up 11-7. We'll return after this. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classics Hit 98.9.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest, the site of this year's Class C2 State volleyball tournament. And this is the last match of the day here in Class C2. And right now, Wood River leads Hardington CC 11-7. The Eagles trying to advance on into tomorrow's second round action. Hardington CC on the attack, dug out. Here's Barr set, cross court. Burghardt puts it over. Now at the net, put over by Steffen for Hardington CC. And it's put right back over. Nice block at the net by Kelly Boschart, the 5'9 senior. And it's 12-7. Wood River cruising here in game one. Service by Lambrecht. Naker takes it way back deep. A serve by Lambrecht. And it's 13-7, Wood River. Lambrecht serve. Lizey has it. Set up. Oh, it's a nice set by Emily Shrimp, the setter. And Caitlin Dickus just pounded it down, and it's 13-8. But Wood River still leads it by five. Here's the serve. Taken in the near corner by Lambrecht, set up high. Here's a shot put over by Burkhart. Now set up high again for the Trojans. Blocked the net by Boschart. Put right back over by Burkhart. Now back on over to the Eagles side. Set up again, and they just push it over and in the corner. Kelsey Barr pushes it over to the far corner and makes it 14-8. Game number one, Wood River on top, 14-8. Here's the serve, right into the net by Kelsey Barr. So that puts it back over to Hardington CC. 14-9, though, Wood River with the lead here in game number one. There's the serve by Maggie Steffen. Back on over to Wood Riverside. Little play at the net. Now set up by Barr. Here's Burghardt. Blocked at the net. Dug right back out. Put over back on the Trojan side. Now put back down. They're going to have somebody in the net. It's going to be Wood River this time in the net. They say that Connor Fisher got tied up in the net. 14-10. Wood River on top here in game number one. Here's the serve by Steffen, taken by Lambrecht. Set up high, near side. Dinked into the pole by Connor Fisher. She tried to get it down the near sideline. Got it wrapped up in the pole, and it's 14-11. Wood River up by three, trying to hang on to their lead here in game number one. There's a serve into the net by Maggie Steffen, the 5'5 senior. Magdalena is her full name. They like to call her Maggie. But for Wood River right now, Alexis Burkhart with the serve. Ace serve. Burkhart with the ace serve makes it 16-11, Wood River. Wood River trying to take game number one here. Service now by Burkhart. That one just hits the top of the net and goes way wide. So after an ace serve, a service error at 16-12. Wood River on top. Back to serve is Morgan Steffen now. She's a 5'9 senior. Final match of Class C2, day one of the state tournament. Barr sets it up. Fisher just gets it over. Dug out. Pushed across the line and in by Alexis Steffen, the 5'11 senior for the Trojans. Makes it 16-13. Wood River up by three. And now Morgan Steffen with the serve. Taken by Boschart. Set up to Boschart. Boschart on the near side. Nice hit down. Dug out by Lizey in the back row. Set up save. Put right over the middle. Dug out back row by Burkhart. Barr sets it up again. Burkhart puts it down. Dug out the back row. Set up for the Trojans. Shot put down on the floor by Bailey Steffen. And now it's 16-14. So Hardington CC's pulled within two. Wood River trying to hang on to their lead. Service taken by Burkhart. Set up by Barr. Here's Lure. Lure. Back row hit. Dug out by the Trojans. Oh, wow. Nice pass. Dug out. Hit twice in a row by Steffen. It's dug out again by Wood River, and they save it and free ball it over. Now comes the set by Shrimp. One more time. Put over by Steffen. And again, this time, just barely put over by Connor Fisher, and it fell right in the middle, and it's 17-14. Wood River back on top by three. It got a little close there. Hardington CC had pulled within two, but a nice job by Wood River there. Set up. Here's a hit by Naker, and she gets it almost down. It's saved by Barr. Nice save by the Eagles. Set up high. Here's Naker again. Blocked right back in her face. They dig it out, and it goes wide, and it's 18-14. Wood River's just manhandled the net so far in this first game. Kelly Bonchart back to serve the 5'9 senior, and it's going to be out. Service error by Wood River. One thing that they've had a few of here in this first game are the service errors. 18-15. Wood River by three. Back to serve is Kelsey Barr. Barr puts it over, taken by Fisher. Barr passes the cross court to Luer. Luer gets it over. Nakers there. Then a hit right down on the floor by Caitlin Dickus for the Trojans, and it's 18-16. They pull within two again. Closest they've been is two so far here in this first game. Now we run down an errant volleyball. Now we're ready to go. Here comes a serve by Alexis Steffen. Floats it over the back line to Boschart. Set up. Here's a shot down by Hope Lambrecht. Right over the middle. Big middle hit by Lambrecht, 19-16. Back up by three. And now Caitlin Herman, the libero, checks in to serve for the Eagles. She serves a hard one way deep. Another service error for the Eagles, 19-17. So their errors are keeping Hardington CC right around that 2 to 3 point range. Shrimp with the serve. Back row taken by Boschart. Set up. Lambrecht puts it down. Nice set again by Barr. I tell you what, Kelsey Barr does a wonderful job of setting. She set it just perfectly for Lambrecht. She pounded it down 20-17. Eagles by three. Back to serve now. Madison DeVore. Big, hard serve by DeVore. Dugout, set up, dinked over by Steffen. Shot by Lambrecht, right down the line and good. Hope Lambrecht with another kill. 21-17, Eagles. So the Eagles within four now of game number one. Back to serve, Madison DeVore. DeVore. It's long. Another service error. Well, those service errors are just hurting the Eagles so far here. That's their fourth one in game one. 21-18, though they still have the lead. Service back row taken by Fisher. Passed up, and Lambrecht has to free ball it over. Steffen sets it up. Big hit by Dickus. Set right back over by the Eagles. Now set up again. Here's a shot down by Becker, but dug out nicely by Lambrecht. Set up again, put over, and down by Burghardt. Alexis Burghardt with kind of a little hit over the near sideline just fell right down, and it's 22-18. Wood River needs three. Wood River needing three to wrap up game number one. Back to service Lambrecht. She puts it in the net. Five service errors here in game one. 22-19. In favor of the Eagles of Wood River. Pass set up. Here's a shot put over and long. That time Kelly Boschart's hit was a little deep, and it's 22-20. And now, again, Wood River just up by two, and it's been that way many times here in game number one. Here's a serve taken by Herman. Set up. Boschart. It's deep. Burghardt's shot, is deep. And now it's a one-point game, 22-21. Wood River calls timeout. We'll take 1-2. 22-21, Wood River over Hardington CC in game one of the Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament. Back after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Back here to Classic Hits, 98.9. We're on the air for, as we get ready for the end of this first game. Glad you could join us here. 23-20, Wood River leads Hardington CC. The Eagles trying to wrap up game number one here. The winner will play Hastings St. Cecilia. They beat Thayer Central in the match right before this. So the Eagles down up by three, 23-20. We had a change of the score here. I don't know. I was just asking that question. For some reason, it's 23-20. So now Wood River back up by three. It was a 23-21, I thought, when we took the break. But 23-20 now, and the serve is Wood River. So Wood River serving and needs two to wrap it up. So it might have been a different call in the net or something. Kelsey Barr back to serve. Barr trying to wrap it up here. Back row taken by Naker. Set up. Stephan in the net. 24-20 in favor of the Wood River Eagles. Trying to wrap up game number one here. Bailey Stephan put that one in the net. So here we go, Eagles fans. Barr getting ready to serve it for the first game. Naker takes it back row. Shrimp puts it up. Dinked over. Eagles free ball it over. Deep. Lizey has it. Set up, hit off the blockers, dug out back row by Lambrecht. Passed over, put over by Burkhardt. Set up by the Trojans, put right back over, Barr's right there. Set by Fisher, blocked at the net. Burkhardt digs it out, blocked at the net, over on the Trojan side. Set up, put over by Becker. Back row hit, blocked, but down on the floor. The Eagles have won game one, 25-20 off the hit by Kelsey Barr. You just got it over enough, and the Eagles come out on top, 25-20 over Hardington CC in game number one. All right, we'll come back with game number two. You're listening to Class C2 state volleyball action right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Dunham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. We get ready for game number two. Doug Duda finally made it back over from wherever he was. And he was doing some sort of game over at Grand Island Senior High.
Yeah, that was pretty boring.
Yeah, it was with a five sets, and Columbus SCOTUS pulls out a big one over there. And so now we go into game two here, and Wood River has a 1-0 lead over Hardington CC. Some great action coming up here by the Eagles. We've seen a wonderful game by Hope Lambrecht so far.
Well, Hope is one of the leading attackers on this team. They've been playing better volleyball as the season goes along. Baugh injured her ankle, the setter, right before the district final against Hastings St. Cecilia, but they say it's pretty healed up, and you can see it's taped up, but she's doing well. She gets ready to serve to start game two.
She's looked awesome so far. And a great, great block again by Kelly Boshart. Bozart.
Bossert.
Bossert. You know,
sorry, buddy.
Why did I talk to the coaches beforehand?
Well, you're kind of Italian Swedish. So.
Yeah, at least I'm. Anyway, here's a nice hit from the near side of Cedar Catholics on the attack, trying to get something going here in game number two. The Eagles up 1-0. Big hit right over the middle by Caitlin Dickus, the 5'10 senior, and that ties it up at one point apiece.
I heard you talking on the way over here from senior high to Northwest about the way Wood River was blocking in game one. That's not their forte. That's not their strength. That's not what they're known for. So you can pull something out like that. That's one of the reasons you're getting better.
Well, they've done a wonderful job at the net, and the net play here in Class C2 all day has been very key in these games we've seen so far. Tough one right there has Kelly
Bossert. Either way you say it, it's right.
Well, yeah. Back to serve now is Caitlin Dickus. Pretty soon I'm going to let you do this because, you know,
Nope. You're
the man. Here's a deep serve taken, saved by Burkhart, and then bumped over. And now Lizey passes it up, hit over the middle by Stefan. Stefan powers it through. You could say Stefan on Cedar Catholic side, and you'll be safe because there's four or five of them over there.
So. Yeah, they are all part of this ball club, aren't they?
Yes, they've been very, very important. 3-1, Hardington CC in game number two. Knights outside hit there by Fisher, and it's blocked, and the Eagles get it powered through. So the Eagles will be serving now, and back to serve goes Alexis Burkhart, the 5'6 junior. Nice serve right in the corner, and it should be in, and it is. I always like it when the line judge agrees with me, and it's 3-3 here in game number two.
Well, that has been one of the strengths when this Wood River team looks really good. They serve strong, and that's maybe the case with a lot of teams, but you can really tell.
There's an ace serve right there is Callie Lisey. They had six service errors, though, in the first game.
Well, I think they know that maybe they're the underdog here. They have to come in. They have to be aggressive. You've kind of seen that all day, but maybe you haven't seen it work real well. So you got to balance them out.
There's another service error right there, and that ties it up as four as Alexis Burkhart serves gets into that. It's the one thing that they have had a little issue with so far in this match.
Well, 4-4 in the second set after they won the first set, so Wood River hanging right in there, and Maggie Stefan to serve it away.
Stefan. Kind of like an attorney's office. There's a big hit again by Kelly Bossert. I'm getting really good at that name now. Thank you very much.
Well, you better, because she is going to be up there doing some good things for the Eagles.
5-4 as she's back to serve now for Wood River. They lead it by one here in game two, up 1-0. Nice net play that time, but not able to get it dug out is Julia Rojas, who's checked in for Wood River.
Yeah, Hope Lambrecht got a block on it, but couldn't stump block it, and it just rolled a little bit down the net, and Rojas had to wait for it to come out of the net, and by then there was no room to work.
Morgan Stefan serves it for Hardington CC, set up high. Here's a big hit block right at the net by Alexis Stefan. She's had a lot of blocks here so far in this first two games. Rojas hits it deep, and it'll be 6-5 in favor of Hardington CC. I have a friend of mine who used to live in Ogallala is living in Hardington now, and he said they've really struggled in September, but they've played really well since then. They haven't lost a game for quite a while, Hardington CC. Wood River came into the state tournament off a loss against Hastings St. Cecilia.
12 in a row for Cedar Catholic.
Dug out, set up high by Stefan, and then free balled over. Here come the Eagles on the attack. Nice set. Fisher puts it deep, though, and it's 7-5. Hardington CC leads it by two in game two.
And you got to wonder, Mark, with now the state tournament, I know it's been here in Grand Island for its third year, but Wood River, it's just down the road. In fact, if the fans probably took the county road back way to get to Northwest. I mean, it's 15 miles at the most, and you've had to put in a full day, and now you come over to play volleyball. Oh, it's state, by the way.
Yeah, it's state volleyball, and you know what? They came in, as you mentioned, the underdog. There's a nice little tip over by Lambrecht, right into the net by Naker. This should have been four hits. They say it wasn't, but they're going to give us the point anyway, 7-6. But you're right, Doug. It's so close, and look at the fans here from Wood River. Wood River came out so strong in game number one, and they never looked back. Hardington CC made a few runs, but never couldn't get away from them. Here comes CC on the attack now. Outside shot put down by Alexis Steffen. She's been pretty deadly so far here for Hardington CC, and that makes it 8-6.
State High School Volleyball Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Wood River, and on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Now you got me all nervous. We're everywhere. Here's the shot by Herman, passed it way wide, and then it's free ball by Rojas, but instead of getting it over the net, it goes straight up in the net, and it's 9-6. Very few mistakes except for serving in the first game, but we've seen a few more passing mistake errors here by Wood River in game number two. Back to serve is Lizzie there, libero. And it's going to be an ace serve right off the fist of Kelly Bossert. And now it's 10-6. You may want to be back out on the road. You may have to be, we may send you home.
I don't know how to respond to that. My streak lately has been good, but
Lizzie gets it over, back row taken by Bossert, set up. Nice, big hit by Lambrecht. That's what she's done so much tonight, right up in the middle there, and she kind of breaks the run by Hardington CC.
You talked about this program at Wood River getting in on the wild card, first time since 2009, trying to get to their first final. They always seem to draw the best team when they get to state, and whoever gets through here gets Hastings St. Cecilia, the perceived best team, and that's who beat them and really thumped them in the district final.
Well, and they beat a very good Thayer Central team. There's an outside hit by Emily Shrimp, puts it down. They beat a good Thayer Central team before this one, made it look really easy, 3-0. 11-7, Hardington CC in game number two here. Here's the serve again by Shrimp, the setter. Eagles on the attack. Nice hard hit by Burkhart. Dugout, back row Lizzie now. It is free balled over by Naker. Baugh sets it up. Hit hard by Lambrecht again. Two big hits in a row by her in the middle, and it's 11-8.
That's one thing you've got with all the communication they've got over there. And Coach Heisen's daughter just graduated last year. She was by far the number one hitter on this team. Now they have a lot more to go to, but that quick from Bono Lambrecht is huge.
Lambrecht, a serve. Lizzie can't bring it up, and it's 11-9. Eagles on their way back.
And, of course, here at Northwest, probably the smallest of the gyms, it just gets a little warm in here, and it's been full all day, so that may take a toll as well. As you can see, the girls wiping the perspiration.
Outside hit by Alexis Steffen. Trying to dig it out in the back was Fisher, but it goes way wide. It's 12-9, Hardington CC. Trying to even this match up. They're down 1-0. Wood River on top. Taken by Herman. Bumped over, free balled over by Fisher. Trojans on the attack. Set up, put over by Steffen. Baugh sets it up. Outside hit by Burkhart is going to be long. 13-9, Hardington CC.
Well, you look at Hardington Cedar Catholic, and they've got some height up there, and that's something that Wood River has always had to battle. They just don't have any tall girls. Nobody listed at more than 5'9", and that's Bossert and Hope Lambrecht, but a bunch of 5'10", 5'11", on the other side.
Naker serve. Now the Trojans on the attack. Down the line, taken by Fisher. Bumped over by Baugh. Set up high. Here's the shot by Dickus. It's down. It's 14-9. You know, another thing you just said, too, you said Baugh's had an ankle injury or ankle problem. You know, as this game, and you said, it's hot. It's getting a little sore out there. She's not had as Christmas passing as she did in game number one. Eagles on the attack. Oh, nice hit by Alexis Burkhart as she puts it down right over here on the near side. It's 14-10, and she finally stops the run by Hardington CC.
And now here comes Bob back here. She can get you two or three in a row, so she's got to make sure and keep that serve in.
Naker takes it, passes it over to Shrimp. Here's the shot. Oh, my gosh. Big hit by Sierra Becker. She's been quiet this whole match. And a timeout call by Wood River.
Well, you take a look over there, too. The block just wasn't getting there. So I think that's one issue that Coach Heisen's going to be talking with her girls about.
15-10, Hardington CC. We're in game two. We'll return right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Northwest, Mark Baldwin and Doug Duda here live in this Class C2 state volleyball tournament. Last game for Class C2 in day number one, and the winner gets to play against a very good Hastings St. Cecilia team tomorrow. And right now, Hastings waiting for either Hardington CC or Wood River. Wood River up one game to nothing, but down here in game two, there's another hit right over the middle by Kelly Bossert, the 5'9 senior, and that one was prime Kelly. I mean, she just took her time, got a nice vertical, put it right down.
Well, that's exactly what every team needs to do. You just got to handle the serve, and when they're doing that, they are getting some good passes, because Bond's going to move that around as a good setter, maybe the best in the conference.
Ace serve by Baugh, 15-12. Excuse me. That's Alexis Burghardt back to serve. But 15-12 now as the Wood River's got it within three here in game number two.
Come out of the timeout, you get that ball back, you get a little something going here.
Lizey passes it over to Shrimp. Set up high, it's hit deep by Steffen, and it's 15-13, and Wood River within two now, tying this game up.
Yeah, Bailey, I think, was worried about being in the antenna on the far right side, and then by the time to take the swing, was not where she wanted to be in her jump.
Here's the serve taken by Lizey. It's an ace serve. That's a second ace serve. Two out of three here. And just like that, 15-14. And they're within one of tying this thing up.
And Hardington's going to go ahead and let them keep serving here. They're not going to burn a timeout. They're going to either let Wood River come all the way back or get that serve.
Burkhardt serve. That's another ace serve. Three out of four. We're tied at 15 in game two. And still no timeout.
Just a substitution coming into the ball game will be Carlissa Naker. Burkhardt does lead the team in ace serves, though, so no surprise here that she's stepping up.
She's done a great job. That one just off the top of the net. Shrimp sets it up. Was a bad pass, but still, Alexis Steffen got enough of it to float it over and down on the floor.
Aaron's getting way up there, as you said, to drop that one down. Kind of unexpected in the middle. Or Steffen, excuse me, getting up there to drop that one down.
Here's a serve now by Steffen. Here's a big hit blocked at the net. That time was blocked by Alexis Steffen, the 5'11 senior. And 17-15, Hardington CC back up two.
Back and forth we go. Opposite of the first set where Wood River was trying to hang on the whole set and did. Now Cedar Catholic trying to hang on.
Maggie Steffen, there's a dink right over and on the floor by Connor Fisher. She's kind of the petite hitter. She doesn't really go power, but she likes to just dink it over quite a bit.
Yeah, and Bach put it right where she wanted to, got her comfortable, saw that there was an opening there, so let's get it over as quick as we can.
17-16, Wood River within one here in game two, up one game to nothing. Eagles on the attack. Here's Fisher. That time got it through the blockers, trying to get it right through. She did, Fisher, and she got it through Becker and Steffen.
Well, again, you're always looking for Lambrecht or Burkhardt, who's ever in the front row, and they were a little late, Hardington CC, getting there with the block.
So we're tied at 17 here in game two. Another block by Rojas, dug right back over by the Trojans on the attack. Lambrecht puts it over, right back over to Hardington CC. Hit dug out. Here comes Lambrecht again. Again, she just kind of softly puts it over, and it just took Hardington CC. Their block was not set for it. It's 18-17. Wood River's got the lead here in game two, and now a timeout being called by Adam Coots, the head coach for Hardington CC. And Wood River has got the momentum, and I think right now they get the second game. And, well, of course, any team with two games zero has got the driver's seat, but we've seen that not happen so much today.
No, down 15-10. They're on an 8-2 run to turn things around. Wood River up one set to none at 18-17 in the second. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the state volleyball tournament after this on Classic Hits.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. Mark Baldwin, Doug Duda here in Class C2 state volleyball action. Game number two, Wood River has a 1-0 lead, but it is tough here in game number two, 18-17.
Taking a look at some of the C2 winners from earlier today, St. Pat's in four sets beat Hershey. Lutheran High took four heads to beat Freeman, and St. Cecilia swept out Thayer Central.
Trojans on the attack. Big hit, but Rojas right there to push it back over. Set up high again. Dinked over and out this time by Becker. Should have been a push anyway.
Thought they were going to get an in-the-net call there, and that's what head coach Adam Kutz is saying, is that Wood River was in the net, but they're not going to get the call. A break for Wood River.
They lead at 19-17. Set up. Hit goes out by Stefan.
They call a tip.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't see it.
I don't see, haven't seen much of anything so far. 18-19.
I'll tell you what, the score's probably right. The last 2 points probably should have went the other way, so they even out.
Here's a serve now by Morgan Stefan. Lambrecht right there pushes it over. Set up now by the Trojans. Shot put overhead off the top of the tape. Nice save in the back by Burkhart. Set up high. Rojas comes over. Hits a nice one right down the line. I mean, she was looking towards the center, and she put it right down here on the near side, 20-18 Wood River.
The one thing about Julia Rojas, Mark, she's kind of a role player. She gets a little more time as the season has moved along. She doesn't get a lot of stats, but the ones she gets are usually something like that when you need it.
Herman's serve goes long, and another service there, 20-19. And that puts Hardington CC back within one of tying this game up here in game number two. Here comes the serve by Stefan. Boff sets it up. Lambrecht hits it in the net. We're tied at 20 here in game two. Well, you see now if the Eagles can stop this run.
No lead seems to be safe for either team so far in the match.
Stefan to Herman. Boff sets it up. Lambrecht dinks it over. It's dug out and saved by the Trojans. Oh, and then hit right into the net as two of their players, Naker and Becker, run into each other. 21-20 Eagles, so a mistake there, and Wood River now back in the driver's seat.
Madison DeVore rotates in. She'll go back and serve it away now, deep in game two.
It's deep, pushed, and then hit over by Naker. That should be four. It was in the net, and it's 22-20. Timeout called by Hardington CC.
Well, we'll take a look at some of the other winners from the state tournament so far today. In Class A, Papillion La Vista South, the number one team in the state and in the country, a straight set winner against their neighbors from Papillion La Vista High. Millard West, a straight set winner over Lincoln Southwest. Lincoln Pius X, a four set winner over Southeast. We'll give you some updates on the other 4 o'clock matches here in a moment. In Class B, Waverly, three set winner over Elkhorn South, but two of those sets were 27-25. Northwest let one set get away against York, but won it in four sets. Columbus Scotus, a 15-10 fifth set winner over Grand Island Central Catholic. We told you about C2. The match of the day in D1, Exeter Milligan, a 19-17 fifth set win over Howells Dodge. They'll play Sutherland, a straight set winner over Alma, and Meade with a straight set winner over Brady. A reminder later tonight here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Lutheran, 8:30 from Grand Island Senior High. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner will play Stewart at 6:30, and Mark will have the call of the Silver Lake West Point Guardian Angels game here at Northwest at 8:30. Right now, Wood River up one set and 22-20 in the second.
DeVore serves it deep. It is saved and free-balled over by Shrimp. Eagles on the attack. The pass was not too good. It was right into the net, and ball went into the net, and she got called for it. It's 22-21.
Yeah, ball was just trying to keep the ball out of the net, flick it out there, and her hand caught the pin.
So the Trojans serving to tie it up. Shrimp serves it. Back row taken by Fisher. Nicely put over by Ball. Now the Trojans on the attack. There's a shot put over by Caitlin Dickus. She's had five kills in this game, in this match so far, and every one have come at very important times, and that one there tied it up at 22.
Wood River does not want to lose the lead here with Shrep back there serving it away, going for three in a row.
Fisher takes it deep, passes the ball. Here's Lambrecht. She's blocked right in the middle by Naker and Dickus, and it's 23-22. Hardington CC timeout going to be called.
Timeout by Wood River. There was a bench warning issued to Hardington Cedar Catholic because they were celebrating on the floor, so the official told them to stay back, then called the timeout. We'll take one with them and be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
Back here at Grand Island Northwest as we get continuation here at Game 2, 23-22, as it is being led by Hardington CC. Wood River won Game 1, and Doug, they need to get this point, put the stopper on right now.
Yeah, and you get that you'll get that momentum here if you're Hardington Cedar Catholic with a come-from-behind second set victory.
Fisher to ball, nice pass. There's a shot by Burkhart blocked, and then Lambrecht's going to get called for being in the net.
That's four in a row from Hardington Cedar Catholic. And the Cedar Catholic fans coming up there. A lot more emotion from the Cedar Catholic bench than there is from the veteran Wood River bench.
24-22 to win game two. Here's the serve by Shrimp. Fisher, ball. Here's Lambrecht. Swing hit. Block! Right in the middle by Dickus again. And Hardington CC has won game number two, 25-22. And we're going to have one game apiece here. We'll go to game three and see how Wood River comes back after they come out strong in game number one, had everything going for them, but in game number two, kind of, in a sense, let this one slip away.
Yeah, Hardington Cedar Catholic gets the final 5 points, so with their backs kind of against the wall, they come out of that timeout, and they get the job done. So give credit to the taller Hardington Cedar Catholic team. And it's not that Wood River got stuck in a bad rotation there either. They just couldn't get executed. And two big blocks up there by Caitlin Dickus really turned it around. Power on power going up against Hope Lambrecht.
You're listening to State Volleyball Action. Class C2, the last match of the day for Class C2. Back after this, you're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. Mark Baldwin, Doug Duda with you here. Classic hits 98-9, and this last game in Class C2 is going to be a humdinger here, as most of these games here today, most of them in Class C2 have been. We had that rough one here before this as Hastings St. Cecilia handled Thayer Central, but otherwise it's been a pretty good day here in Class C2. And again, kudos, Doug, to everybody in Grand Island. What a great job of hosting this state tournament again.
Well, they're starting to get things figured out, all the kinks, if there were kinks, like there will be when you host something for the first time, and we'll have it here this year and next year, and then we'll see what happens, especially with the new arena in Lincoln. That'll be coming up for another vote. Let's take a look at some of the other volleyball action that's going on. Omaha Marion took the first set from Millard North 25-17 in Class A. Shadron Ogallala obviously got started late because of the five-setter that preceded it, with SCOTUS beating Grand Island Central Catholic, and Cedar Valley is currently taking on Layton over at Central Catholic High School, and they are late in game one, it looks like. We do not have an update on that, but we'll pass it along as soon as we do. All right, here it's 1-1, Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic. As Wood River won the first set, tight match, they were able to pick up the victory. And in the second set, a come from behind, five straight for Hardington Cedar Catholic to win it 25-20. Wood River winning the first set, also 25-20.
Dickus with the serve, set up and put over by Bossert. There's a nice hit by Alexis Steffen. And Doug, what we're seeing, what we didn't see early in this match, is a little bit more hitting up front by the Trojans.
Well, I think they've just figured something out here. They're passing better, which allows you to hit better.
Here's a serve taken to the back row by DeVore. Ball sets it up. Burkhart puts it over. Back row save. Going to go way deep. They're going to dig it out, and they'll be free balled over by Stefan. Ball. Oh, bad pass to try to go up to get the set. Went overhead into the net. 2-0. Harbinton CC jumps out. They really don't want to see them take a big lead here early.
Well, Wood River had the lead in both sets, but they fell behind in the second set. Went on a little 8-2 run, only to see Harbinton come back with a run of their own.
Trojans on the attack at the net. Set over by Stefan. Now Eagles. Burkhart back over on the Trojan side. Here's a shot put down by Bailey Stefan. That's one of the best hits we've seen her take in this game. And she just pounded it down here on the near side, and Harbinton CC's out 3-0.
Well, and here's one of the things. You were talking about Wood River getting the block up there in the first game. It's non-existent right now.
It's gone. And here comes the serve again by Dickus. Lambrecht passes it to Baugh. Baugh sets it up. Here's Bossert. Dugout. Right over the head, almost completely over the head of Stefan. Nice save by Fisher, but a deep hit by Burkhart. And it's 4-0 Harbinton CC here in game three. Let's see how long they go for a timeout. Not yet. Dickus is going to serve it again.
I think you let this play out a little bit too, Mark. I mean, there's still another set to be played no matter what happens. You just made your adjustments, so let's see what happens. Right now they've got to find a way to slow down Alexis Stefan, the 5-11 middle.
She's been, again, we haven't seen her do that almost all of game one, but also Wood River was up there trying to do a lot more stuffing. They're not doing that here in game three.
Well, Stefan, anybody that's at this level has over 100 blocks in a season, there's somebody to deal with, and that's the case with Stefan. We're even at a set apiece here with Wood River and Harbinton Cedar Catholic, and the Trojans lead at 5-0 in the third. We'll take a timeout. State Volleyball on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here at Grand Island Northwest as we are in game three, one game apiece, 5-0 though. Harbinton CC come out strong here in game number three. Mark Baldwin, Doug Duda back to serve once again as Caitlin Dick is trying for her sixth in a row, and she serves it over here to Lambrecht again. Ball has to dig that one out. That's blocked by Alexis Stefan. You were just talking about how many blocks she's had so far this year, and she's kind of woke up from Epinette here all of a sudden for Harbinton CC.
They're going to have to find a way to get two hitters going, even if it's a lesser attacker right now.
There's a nice hit by Burkhart. That one's going to go out, so they finally stop that run at 6-0. Now it's 6-1, and Wood River will serve for the first time here in game number three. Back to serve right underneath us here will be Kelsey Ball.
Yeah, good job there. Moved it to the outside, got it away from the big block.
Pass set up by Shrimp. There's again Stefan, and once again, Alexis Stefan gets it right off the tip.
Wood River let it go. They could have played the ball, but it was tipped, so they needed to play it anyway. It was well inside the back line.
7-1, Harbinton CC, and back to serve deep there is Maggie Stefan. That one's going to be an ace serve as it came right up here. I thought Doug was going to make a play on it. 8-1 here in game number three.
That would have, baby. That would have.
So Maggie Stefan, who comes in just to serve here for Harbinton CC, right over the middle. Lambrecht right there passes it to Ball. Back behind set. Nice hit down the line, but it wouldn't go over the net for Alexis Burkhart. She had a great hit, but it just wouldn't go over the top of the net.
Tough position now for Wood River because you're down by eight. You want to get some momentum, but now you don't want to spend a ton of energy and then end up dropping the set anyway. So they need to get it going right here, see if they can.
Nice shot, kind of soft one put over by Bossert. Another hit right down the line. This one's going to be wide, though, by Sierra Becker, the 5'9 senior for Harbinton CC. 9-2, the Eagles with the serve. See if they can get a run going here as Alexis Burkhart's going to go back to serve for the Eagles. One game apiece in game three. Lizzie passes it. Shrimp behind her back. Here's a hit by Becker. Dug out. Eagles trying really hard. That three girls over there trying to dig it out. Lures was over there, Madeline Lures, and just could not get it over the net. It's 10-2.
Burkhart made a great dig there, Mark, but had to dive to do it. And then the two Eagle teammates couldn't get over her. They tripped over her trying to go make a play.
Ball has to chase it down. Lure just bumps it over. Here come the Trojans. Cross court. Naker blocked at the net by Fisher. Put right back over by Bosser. Dug out again. Back row hit. Put over by Dickus. Eagles on the attack. Set right over by Burkhart. Trojans. One time again by Stefan, but this time dug out by Ball, but they can't get it over the net. Lure over by the net. Could not get it over, and it's 11-2.
Had a couple of free balls come over for the Eagles there. Didn't have it in the right position. Couldn't get it to Baugh to set it for any kind of an attack.
Morgan Stefan with the serve. Baugh sets it up. Back row Lambrecht. Cross court, and it's hit out. Nice job by Lambrecht. Hope steps up, but it's 11-3. And the Eagles now need to make a run here.
One thing you see as this match progresses, it's 11-3. If Wood River gets something going here, Hardington seems to be way too emotional. It's good to be emotional, but if they would get on the wrong side of a run here, that would affect them more than the other way around.
You are right. They don't seem to have their head in the game as much as Wood River does.
Their highs and lows are way high and way low. Wood River keeps an even keel here. And on the attack here from Hardington, gives it back over to the Eagles, and then another service there.
Which it's been, again, one of the issues for Wood River tonight. 12-4. Hardington CC leads it here in game number three. Lisey with the serve. Back row taken by Fisher. Baugh sets it up over the middle. Here's Lambrecht. Over the blockers and down. 12-5. Wood River now. See if they can get something going here as the libero checks in. And that's Caitlin Herman. And she'll be back to serve for the Eagles. Caitlin's serve is right in the middle. Taken by Lisey. Shrimp sets it up. Nice set. Oh, the blockers once again. A big, powerful hit by Caitlin Dickus.
Well, there's one of the things you're seeing right there, because Hardington's center, Emily Schrepp, had to run all over the place to get that one and still got a good swing. That has not been what's happening. Baugh may be running all over and getting it where it's supposed to be, but Wood River is not as apt to pull the trigger then.
Lure hits it into the net, I think. Or was it on Hardington CC? Excuse me. All right, Hardington CC was in the net, and that gives the point to Wood River, 13-6. So a big break there for the Eagles, and back to serve is DeVore now. 5-5 junior for Wood River. Nice, strong serve. Lisey was waiting. She thought that Becker was going to take it. She stepped out of the way. Lisey had to take it, hit it underneath the net.
Yeah, opened up way too late. Didn't give the second player, the back row player, ample time to make a play on it.
13-7. Here comes Wood River. That should have been a double hit. No call. Here's a shot right over the blockers again by Dickus. Almost dug out by Fisher. And it's 14-7.
It's kind of one of those tweener kills. She didn't hit it hard enough to get it blocked right back at her, and she didn't hit it off the block enough to get it to the back row for a dig.
Naker serve, taken to the back row. Baugh sets it up. Lambrecht over the middle, a little deep. 15-7 now, Hardington CC in game number three.
Even at a game apiece, Wood River took the first one. Hardington CC took the second one. Both 25-20 scores, but Cedar Catholic was able to make a nice run at the end, or 25-22, I should say, in that second one.
Here's a shot right down the line. Nice dig out by Bossert. And now Burkert. Burkert tried to get it over on the near side here, and she was double blocked. As right waiting for her was Stefan and Dickus. Dickus, who's really been really good with blocking here in this third game, and now it's 16-7.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. Game number three, one game apiece. Hardington Central Catholic, your Wood River Eagles right now. They trail 13-8 here in game number three. And Hardington CC serving. That was Elizabeth Steffen. They're making her first appearance in to serve. Put over by Fisher for Wood River. Now they're on the attack. Ball passes it over to Bossert. It's dugout set up high. There's a block by Bossert right there down in front as Kelly put the block on. Something we haven't seen much here in game three is the blocking by Wood River. But unfortunately, the block went wide. It's 19-8. Hardington CC on top. Lambrecht passed to ball. Ball behind her back. Back to Lambrecht. She hits it over, and it is on the line. 19-9. Nice hit by Holt.
First set, Cedar Valley. Well, two sets now. Cedar Valley is up on Layton 2-0. They won the second set 25-11. Omaha Marion up 2-0 on Miller North, winning the second set 25-16.
The serve, and here comes the shot put over. Dug out by Berghardt. Nice try by Hope to get to it over here in the near corner. Can't, and that makes it 20-9, Hardington CC. I'm interested in that Class C1 game. Of course, Ogallala Shadron went five sets in the district final, and then he turned right around and play in the first game of the state tournament.
Well, St. Pat's and Hershey had the same thing earlier today.
St. Pat's coming out on top of that one, but it wasn't easy. There was a nice hit by Fisher.
Ran it right off the near side block, blocked it out of bounds. 20-10, just trying to play better before they get to the fourth set.
Well, that's where their focus is right now. It's on game number four, I'm sure. They just want to try to start getting some things put together. Here's a nice hit by Baugh. Fisher just kind of set it over, but right there waiting for it. You can't do that when you've got staring Alexa Steffen right in the middle of you. So that makes it 21-10, Hardington CC here in game number three. Back to serve is Morgan Steffen, the 5'9 senior. She serves it. Taken back row by Burkhardt. Baugh sets it up. Here's a shot put across the court, but wide by Kelly Bossert. And it's 22-10 now in favor of Hardington CC. They're trying to wrap up game number three here. Back to serve again is Morgan Steffen. Back row, Lambrecht. It's going to be free balled over by Fisher. Trojans on the attack. Pass over. Naker puts it to the back row. Right there's Burkhardt. Baugh. Here's Fisher. Fisher blocked. Dug out. Set up high again. Here is Naker. And she gets it down in front of Hope Lambrecht. That's 23-10 now in favor of Hardington CC. Back to serve once again. Morgan Steffen, the 5'9 senior for Hardington Central Catholic. Her serve back row. Taken by Burkhardt. Ball's right there. They can't get it over the net. Now they do. Ball free balls it over. Set up near side. Naker. Naker partially blocked and then hit right back here to us. Hit out by the Eagles. And it's 24-10 as Hardington CC needing 1 point to take a 2-1 lead. Burkhardt sets it up. Here is Fisher. Fisher with a nice hard hit. gets it to glance off Caitlin Dickus. And it's 24-11. Wood River stops it there, but they have to make this serve now, or it's still game point. Here's the serve by Bossert. Back row, pass, Shrimp sets it up. Baker, back row save. Ball sets it up for Lambrecht. Blocked again by Alexa Steffen, and that block gives Hardington CC game number three, 25-11, and out of the three games, that one was the biggest margin of victory for either team. Now it's 20-25, 25-22, 25-11 in favor of Hardington CC. So we go to game four, and now Doug, Wood River, they're backed up against the wall, and they're going to have to play like they did in game number one.
Yeah, and it's an X and O thing now because you've got to find a way to do something with Alexa Steffen, and they have not been able to find a way to do that yet. Obviously, you were preparing for someone like her getting ready for the state tournament once you found out who you were playing. But in practice, Wood River doesn't have anybody they can throw up there. They don't even have a coach, an assistant coach that's, you know, 6 feet tall that they can mess around with. So it's a little different if you're trying to come up with some items here. And Wood River just got to play better. I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to say, but they're not crisp on the pass, which makes the set not crisp, which means they can't do a whole lot of other things. I mean, they got to take a swing, and Steffen sees where it's going to be almost every time, so it's too easy for her to get the block. Sometimes it's a double, sometimes it's a single. Wood River, if they're a little more efficient in passing the volleyball here, they're going to make Steffen work a little more, have a little more option at the net, and then maybe have a little bit better chance to score. But they're down 2-1. They're the underdog. Let's see if they can come by and get back in this here in the fourth set.
Well, they got nothing to lose. We'll come right back right after this on Classic. It's 98.9.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
We're back here at Grand Island Northwest. Mark Baldwin, Doug Duda, as we go to game four in this final match of Class C2 in day one. Wood River down 2-1 at Hardington Cedar Catholic. And looks like from my unofficial reporter, my son over at Grand Island Senior High, Ogallala is up 2 sets over Chadron right now.
Yeah, that's a tough one to figure. Chadron had built a good enough resume, but they make it to the state tournament on one of those deals that really irks the teams that get left out. And I know in this case it's Minden, but everybody can play better and control your own destiny, and I get that. But you got a Chadron team that only had 2 losses, but they kept beating bad Class B teams and kept getting bonus points for that, and that's how they got here on the wild card. But they were the first wild card team in, so you can't overlook that. And Ogallala found a way to get the job done. And, I mean, who would have told Grand Island Central Catholic that they deserved to be at state at the beginning of October? Nobody.
Nobody.
And they took SCOTUS to 5 sets. So could be the same thing with Ogallala. Maybe a rough season, but all of a sudden they get to the state semifinal.
Ogallala has come down here and lost in the first round of the last, I can't even tell you how many years. So for them, this would be a big victory for their girls just to get into the semifinals for a change.
Well, both of those two schools had to look at each other, look at their draw and go, I mean, that's the only draw you could have gotten that would be a good draw, because 1, 2, 4, and 5 would have all been heavily favored over you.
Well, Wood River's got to do something here. They're down now 2-1. They're going to serve first, and Baugh's back to serve for the Eagles, see if they can get a good start here in game number four. Taken by Lizey, pass to Shrimp. Shot put over, Parsley block, Baugh's in the back row, saves it, Fisher, high set, and then Burkhart. Parsley dinked out. They're going to call a line violation on Hardington CC. Thank you. Don't point this way. And it's 1-0 Wood River.
Well, and you take a look just on that point right there. The Trojans had 2 attackers up at the net, which made Wood River work on the block. Vice versa, it's not the same. Wood River's only getting 1 attacker up there, and it makes it a lot easier for that block of the Trojans.
And Baugh, service error, deep serve again. The service errors have been the Achilles heel of Wood River. That, well, okay, so Caitlin Dickus says I can do that too, so she puts it in the net. 2-1 Wood River now.
Again, another volleyball. Cedar Valley leading Layton 2-0. Marion leading Miller North 2-0. Ogallala over Chadron 2-0. This is the only one that's in a fourth set. And Hardington CC leading Wood River 2-1.
Here's the hit right over on the far side there by Becker, but they dig it out. Now it's kind of a free ball over. Now Wood River will set it up ball. Fisher right over the blockers and down. And it's 3-1, Wood River here in game number four. We could see another five-setter maybe here today. We've had quite a few.
Donut holes.
I know.
Right in the donut hole. Good play.
Seen a lot of those today. Here's the jump serve by Burkhardt. Passed over here on the near side. Put over by Becker. Now at the net, two power horses going right at it. It falls back on Wood River's side and a bad pass. And then Lewis couldn't dig it out of the net, and it's 3-2.
Boy, Bossert made a great play up there. One-on-one at the net on the single block. Popped it up, got a swing, blocked right back at her, saved it again. And then when they got to the easy part of the point, the mistake came in.
Maggie Steffen with the serve for Hardington CC. Back row hit by Lambrecht. Kind of softly puts it over. Shrimp pass over here on the near side. We're going to have in the net Sierra Becker. So 4-2. So the mistake's being now made by Hardington CC.
And that cost him a point because the ball was down for a kill.
Bossert served. Dug out. Now we got fourth hit. Lizey just barely gets it over. Set up. Here's Lambrecht. Got hit by Lambrecht right over the middle. 5-2. The Eagles here in game number four.
That's how you take care of a free ball. You move it. You get it to your setter. You short set your middle hitter. And it's over before the Trojans can even look at getting back into a defensive set.
Lizey pass to Shrimp. Hit by Steffen. Dug out. Nice save by the Eagles. Put right back over by Fisher. Trojans on the attack. Steffen just pushed it over and put it right in the near sideline, the far sideline. Yeah, the coach Heiss, I think, has a good argument. I kind of thought maybe she might have handled that
over.
Volleyball. Yeah.
Threw it over is the word you're looking for.
Well, politically correct. Yeah, that was what I was trying to say.
Would have been called a double hit.
Yeah. Morgan Steffen with the serve deep. Pass to ball. She sets it up behind her back. Lambrecht dinks it over the blocker. Dug out. Here's Shrimp. One more time. Naker puts it across court. Dug out back row. Ball chases it down. Here's a shot put over by Burkhardt. Dug out back row. Back up to Shrimp. Naker again off the top of the tape. Nice save by Lure. Dug out. Here's Lambrecht over the blockers. Dug out again to the back row. Naker. Just a free ball over. Eagles. Ball. Behind her back. Fisher. Cross court and in the corner. And it's 5-3 Wood River in game number four.
That is exactly what Wood River needs to do. Problem was that was a lot of work to get that point. But they got the point. They were able to make Hardington CC look at two attackers instead of just one.
6-3. Herman serve. Pass to Shrimp. Over the back. Naker just about. Naker just about missed it, but she got enough of it. And it just floats over the net into the donut hole.
And again, Wood River's had a lot of problems with that. They have not been able to back up the blockers.
6-4, the serve. Bossert set up. Lambrecht dinks it over the blockers. Dugout saved. Lure is there. And now Burkhardt puts it over. Back row. Shrimp passes it. Oh, my gosh. What a pass to Caitlin Dickus. And it was perfect time. And Dickus just hammered it across the net.
Yeah, she went with the short kind of push set, which I know isn't the exact term that the coach would tell you, but she didn't put it high. She just kind of pushed it along the side of the tape, and all in one motion, the swing was coming.
6-5. Naker, back row save. Pushed over deep by Burkhardt. Now set up. Naker on the near side. Back row save. Bossert back behind her back. Ball. Dug out. Lizey's there. Naker again gets it over the blockers. We're going to have a whistle and somebody stepped in underneath the net, and it was Wood River, and we're tied at 6 here in game number 4. Well, that cushion they had is gone now, and now Callie Lizey, the libero, serves it again for Hardington. Back row taken by Herman. Set up. Lambrecht pushes it over. Dug out by Shrimp. Back over again by Dickus. Bob. Lambrecht partially blocked. Dug out. Back row. Now the Eagles on the tack. Lure, big hit. Nice hit by Lure. She's been kind of quiet tonight. Madeline Lure, sophomore. But she made a nice hit over there on the near side.
Yeah, Maddie, nice play there. In a game like this, you need some of your role players to step up, and that's exactly what Lure did on that play.
DeVore with the serve. It's deep. Another service there by Wood River. We're tied up at 7 here in game number 4.
Well, you got to stay aggressive. That's such a fine line, Mark. You got to stay aggressive on the serve, but the serving percentage right now, way too low for Wood River.
Shrimp serve, dugout ball, sets it up at the net. Lambrecht blocked, but it would have been wide. Save, ball passes across court, put over by Burghardt, and somebody's in the net, Tardik and CC. 8-7, Wood River.
Somebody's going to go on a run here, Mark. It's going to be who quits making mistakes right now, because it's not that Wood River has stopped. Hardington has started to do it again, and Hardington in the third set had the most clean game so far.
Here's Naker on the near side, and she hits it right down in the back corner there. Lambrecht made a dive for it, couldn't dig it up, and it's tied up at 8. Now, she's been kind of quiet tonight, actually, as a hitter. Naker comes in with 164 kills, but she hasn't really done that much up there tonight. Now she serves it, nice serve. Dug out, ball off the net, near side. Burkhardt cross court, puts it down, and it's 9-8. Wood River back on top here in game number 4.
A couple of good points there. Even though Wood River lost 2 points ago, they got it blocked like they wanted. It was just a great attack, slivered it right in there, and then you get a good angle kill here.
Kelsey Ball back to serve now for the Eagles. Jump serve, near corner, taken by Dickus. Shrimp sets it up, Dickus right down. It's touched by Lambrecht. Pope doing one of those.
Oh,
it wasn't me. Yeah, it wasn't me.
The natural instinct is to go for the ball. She's playing back middle, but it would have been deep. She just kicked it. Here's a name, Aaron. Hochstein from Hardington is in the ball game.
And in fact, I think I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Here's a serve set back up and over by the Eagles. Well, we got Hochstein, as you mentioned, in there. Free balled over by the Eagles. Dug out. Shrimp sets it up. And then here was Alexa Steffen just waiting for it, and she pounded it down 10-9. Erin Hochstein is the niece of Rick Hochstein.
Big Russ.
Big Russ, excuse me. Russ, Rick, Ralph, one of the Hochsteins.
Russ has done a great job up there. He's donated a lot to Hardington, his hometown, with his success in the National Football League.
Yes. Free balled over from the back row by DeVore. Trojans on the attack. Set up high, left hand. Shot put over. The Eagles can't dig it out. And that was over here on the near side. Sierra Becker put that over with her left hand. And it's 11-9. Hardington CC up by 2. With the serve is Elizabeth Steffen. Ball sets it up behind her back. Here's Burkhardt. Blocked at the net. Right there was Steffen again. And she stuffs it down. 12-9. Timeout Wood River. Game number 4. Right now, Hardington CC up by 3. And Wood River, who had a nice start, had some momentum going here in this game, Doug, now find themselves down by 3. And every point they find themselves a little bit farther down, it's going to start eating away at them here.
Yeah, and you don't know with all those blocking, with all the problems they've had with the Hardington CC block and continually hitting it into it, it's easy to say, all right, we just got to cut loose and we got to bring it and see what happens. For a while here in this fourth set, they were doing a good job of tipping the ball. Now they have fallen into that tweener zone. They're not tipping it, and they're not hitting it, and you can't do that. You've got to pick one or the other. You got to stay aggressive, and you can tip and dink and dump, and that's still aggressive, but that was a great instance right there. There was a double block with almost a triple block up there, and there wasn't much of a swing on it. That was an easy one, but again, from our vantage point, it's easy to pick those things out. They had a little something going to start this set. Wood River has been on a roller coaster so far here in the match.
Well, they need to do it right now. They're down by 3, and this would be a good time for them after the timeout to get a little bit closer, because you don't want to get too far behind when you need to win this game to take it to 5. 12-9, Hardington on top here in game number 4. They lead it 2-1. The service taken by Lambrecht. Pass to Ball. Nice hit, but long, by Alexis Burghardt. And it's 13-9 now, Hardington CC.
Cedar Valley has completed a sweep of Layton, who was 30-0, and then gets beat in the district final by Mullen in the first round of state as a wild card.
And the Wood River struggles continues. Connor Fisher here on the near side, again, as you were trying to say, didn't want to hit it hard, didn't want to dink. It was just trying to kind of push it over and push it right in the net. It's 14-9, Hardington, as they continue to serve. Lambrecht takes it, passes it up to Baugh, sets it across the court. Lambrecht dinks it over. Here's the set by Shrimp, near side, hit by Becker, dug out back row by Lambrecht, but right in the net, and Baugh can't dig it out. 15-9 now, Hardington CC cruising here in game number 4. So you take a team that was unbeaten throughout the regular season, they lose their district final, and then lose their first game in the state tournament.
Yeah, not the way you want to run it. And again, Western team, so Layton and Shadron end up with the same kind of a deal.
Hit over and tacked now by the Trojans. Here's Hawks the pad, and she puts it right down the line. She just came off the bench. And the 5'10 senior just made a beautiful hit right down the near sideline. And it's 16-9. And Coach Peg Heist calls timeout. And we'll take one, too, real quick. 16-9. Hardington CC leads it in game number four, leading 2-1. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Baldwin, Doug Duda back here at Grand Island Northwest, Class C2, final match of the day in Class C2, 16-9, Hardington CC, 2-1 lead, leads it here in game four, and Elizabeth Steffen's been back there for a while serving for Hardington, and she gets it back there to Burkhart. Ball, back row Lambrecht, Lisey picks it up, Shrimp passes it towards the net, and then right into the net, and didn't even hit the net, underneath the net. There's the shot over here on the near side by Becker. So that stopped it, 16-10. Now Wood River needs to make a run here. And back to serve is Alexis Burkhart, the 5'6 junior. See if they can get something going. Lisey passes to Shrimp, and then Alexis Steffen puts it right over the middle. It was partially blocked by Kelly Bossert, but off the block.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. We'll be right back.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Dunham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack Story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Doug Duda along with Mark Baldwin back here at Grand Island Northwest. We apologize. We understand that there have been some phone difficulties for all of the broadcasters here today at Grand Island Northwest, and we apologize for a couple of those being with us today. But a couple of points here late for Wood River, and then a kill to wrap up the match by Caitlin Dickus for Hardington Cedar Catholic. And they win it 20-25, 25-22, 25-11. And 25-13, so just like North Platte St. passed the number one seed who dropped their first set and then rallied to roll over Hershey, that's what happens for Hardington Cedar Catholic here today. The Trojans making their seventh trip to state. They were here last year. They were the runner-up in 2010, and they're going to try and get back there and do some damage in C2. Of course, they were in C1 in 2010, I should say, because I knew last year in C2 Ord was the runner-up, but they were the runner-up back in 2010 in Class C1, and that would have been to Grand Island Central Catholic that season, because Central Catholic beat Kearney Catholic, went on and then beat Hardington in the championship. But down in C2, and they are on to play Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and that game will air on 1230 KHAS tomorrow at 11 o'clock for the Hawkettes. Hastings St. Cecilia, we'll give you all the numbers here in just a little bit from the rest of the matches around here, and then we'll be on a break again. They split them up into three sessions with six games, six matches at each of the venues. And then tomorrow, the lower classes, C2, D1, and D2 will be at Grand Island Senior High, and A, B, and C1 will all be at the Heartland Event Center. But again, I was late getting here from the Central Catholic match. You saw the first set, and after that, it just kind of slowly turned, and then it snowballed, and then in Hardington Cedar Catholic rolled away. And here in this second or this fourth set, we had a good tight match early on. Wood River got a quick 6-3 lead, I believe it was, and we're tied at a 9, mm-hmm. I think it was 8, and then just errors, and they're able to pull out the victory.
Wood River came out in game number one, and they didn't make any mistakes. Ball was passing them all really well. They were hitting the ball well. They played a clean game except for those five service errors. second game, they started getting away from being aggressive at the net.
Well, it came down to blocking.
Yeah.
Marco, you said Wood River was blocking in the first set, and then the last three sets, that's when they stepped up with Stefan and Dickus and whoever else they needed up there. Their height took over, and that's another thing. Their rotation never lost height in the front row. They always had somebody up there. There was never really a mismatch. They shored up a couple of things, and Wood River, there just wasn't anything to shore up. I mean, they had to play their game.
Yeah, they had to lay it all out there because they didn't have, as you mentioned, they didn't have the height advantage, and we saw the blocking by Alexis Stefan. That came into play really big in games 2, 3, and 4, where in the first game they really didn't have her involved that much at the net because Wood River was doing a really good job of power hitting. They were passing the ball well. They were staying away from her, and then that just didn't happen. And make some good adjustments harder than CC did. But you got to give Wood River credit. As you said, it's like they're playing home. It's like the state tournament's in their backyard because it is. And for them, yeah, it was quite a thing to get here. But they'll look back and think of some of the things that they might have done a little bit differently tonight. But great season for Wood River. And you know, you've got a couple seniors on there, but I think they're gonna lose Fisher and Bossert. Everybody else comes back, so watch out. They should be right in the thick of things next year.
Yeah, anytime you can return your setter, and Bob's been doing it now since she's a freshman, that's a big get there for Wood River. Omaha Marion has completed a sweep of Millard North in Class A. Close one over there in Ogallala Chadron. They won the second set 26-24. How about the third one?
Ogallala won it, and so they won it in three. So
Ogallala and SCOTUS tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Heartland Event Center. We'll give you some more results right after this on the Visco Sports postgame show.
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Dunham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Back here at Grand Island Northwest, Mark Baldwin, Doug Duda is the final match of Class C2. Set up the semifinals for tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Grand Island High School, Norpont St. Pat's, and Lutheran High Northeast. And then right after that at 11 a.m., Hastings St. Cecilia against Hardington Cedar Catholic. And I know they can hear that game tomorrow.
12:30 KHAS and FlatRiverPreps.com if you're listening on the Internet.
And so the C2 is done. Class A, is it?
Yeah, let's take a look at where we're at right now. We have one match out there that we're going to try and get a final on, and that's Cedar Valley and Layton. Cedar Valley was up. Oh, we talked about that. Cedar Valley did win that in straight sets. That's correct. So we're all done across the state tournament here. And let's take a look at how that planned out and update the brackets for you. In Class A, Papillion La Vista South, a straight set winner over Papillion La Vista, 25-18, 11-16. Millard West, a straight set winner over Lincoln Southwest. Lincoln Pius X went four sets to beat Lincoln Southeast. And Omaha Marion, a straight set winner over Millard North. So tomorrow, Class A, Heartland Event Center at 9 a.m., Papillion La Vista South against Millard West. And then Lincoln Pius X and Omaha Marion will play at 11 o'clock against Heartland. Class B, it was Waverly in three tough sets over Elkhorn South, and Grand Island Northwest a four-set victory over York, 25-10, 24-26, 25-10, 25-12. So the Northwest-Waverly match, one of the two losses Northwest has this year to Waverly. You'll be able to hear that at 2 o'clock tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Tonight at 6:30 at the Heartland Event Center, Sydney will take on Norris, and then at 8:30, Gretna will take on Omaha Gross. Add in Class C1, It was Grand Island Central Catholic falling in a tough five setter to Columbus SCOTUS, 25-18, 21-25, 25-20, 15-25, and 15-10. SCOTUS advances on. That is their 22nd consecutive first-round win. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, they had a string of 17 consecutive first-round wins at the state tournament come to an end. SCOTUS will play Ogallala tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Heartland Event Center. Tonight at Grand Island Senior High, Norfolk Catholic will play Lincoln Christian at 6:30. And then here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic, the number one team in the state, third all-class, and the only undefeated team remaining, will get a challenge from Lincoln Lutheran. That's at 8:30. If the Stars keep winning, they'll play at 8:30 every night at the state tournament. Class C2, North Platte St. Pat's, was a four-set winner over Hershey. Lutheran High Northeast, a four-set winner over Freeman. Hastings St. Cecilia, a straight-set win over Thayer Central, 25-12, 19-19. And as you just heard, Hardington Cedar Catholic comes back to beat Wood River 3-1. So tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High at 9 a.m., North Platte St. Pat's at Lutheran High Northeast. And at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High, St. Cecilia and Hardington Cedar Catholic on 1230 KHAS. In D1, Exeter Milligan, a 19-17 fifth-set win over Howells Dodge. They will play Sutherland, straight-set winner over Alma. Exeter Milligan and Sutherland tomorrow night at 6:30 at Grand Island Senior High. Still to go tonight in D1, Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's, a rematch of the district final that St. Mary's won in three sets, but two of them were 26-24. That's right here next at Northwest at 6:30. And the 8:30 game, Silver Lake against the number one seed West Point Guardian Angels in that D1 matchup. Silver Lake making their first state volleyball appearance since 1999, led by Kenzie Scufa and Megan Rockefeller. But they're going to have their hands full against the perennial power from West Point Guardian Angel. And in D2, Meade was a straight-set winner over Brady, 25-21, 20-21. Cedar Valley, an easy three-set winner over Layton. So Meade and Cedar Valley tomorrow at 2 at Grand Island Senior High. Tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic, Giltner and Stewart at 6:30 on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and at 8:30, Humphrey and Mullen. If Giltner wins, they'll play the 4 o'clock semifinal tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High. We'll take a final timeout and wrap things up on a Nabisco Sports postgame show after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Miskos now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Miskos has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Miskos Sports.
Due to Mark Baldwin back on the Nabisco Sports postgame show. Two-thirds of the state volleyball 2012 opening day is in the books. And tough one for Wood River. At least the van ride home won't hurt very much because it won't last very long.
You get the car started, get out of the parking lot,
you're home. I guarantee you one of their fans is already home.
That's right.
I guarantee it. Right. Probably just lives outside of town and they're already pulling in the driveway. Supper's ready. Well, I want to thank the Wood River fans, as always, Peg Heiss. She's one of the great gals to deal with and one of the great coaches, as they all are, but one of the veterans. I guess anybody that's been around as long as I've been down here at Kearney, I can call them veterans.
Peg does
a great job there at Wood River, and they should have a good volleyball, maybe a great volleyball team again next year. I think that's kind of the funny thing, that they had a team maybe the last couple of years people expected to get here through a tough district, and that's why they weren't here. And then this year, maybe not as much was expected, and then here they are.
Yeah, that was a good showing for them. And, again, a great way to start the state tournament, jumped right out on top, had that 1-0 lead, and then kind of faltered in the second but came back strong and almost extended it to 5. But, you make it here, Doug. That's the main thing, and that's what you set your goals for, and that's what they've done.
Some teams.
Yes.
Northwest and Waverly tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on Classic Hits. St. Cecilia and Hardy Cedar Catholic tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We already know that on 1230 KHAS. And Kearney Catholic tonight at 8:30 here on Classic Hits. And Mark will have the Silver Lake West Point Guardian Angels game tonight here from Northwest at 8:30 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Mark, thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Doug. We haven't done a game together for ages, and there's reasons for that, but it was great to be able to do it again with you, and we'll do it again.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play as